Waves less than 2 feet. West swell of 3 to 5 feet at 10 seconds. And for current temperatures, I've got Monterey at 60 degrees. It's 58 degrees in Salinas. And Watsonville's at 52. We're at 54 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO studios. And for your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, I have a few things to report here. It looks like there was a traffic collision at 941. And this is on northbound Highway 1, Buena Vista Drive off-ramp. And CHP is on the scene there. It looks like two-car crash. Also on 152 at Dinosaur Point Road, it's Hollister-Gilroy area, there's a traffic collision. CHP is on the scene there as well. And that's what I got for you. Now, if you see something out there, you can call me at 475-1080 and I will report it. Official time is 10:06 and 57 seconds on this Saturday, April 16th. Up next, the Saturday special. Stay tuned. I'm Nikki James, and here is... What's your name?
MZ. They call me MZ.
Oh, okay.
Friends call me MZ.
Right. MZ.
Nah,
it's just joking.
Yeah. So listen, what do you want to talk about today?
Oh, is it free mic day?
Yeah, I think so. We haven't had one of these for a while, you know. Have we? We've had no guest shows, you know.
We had a great guest last time. That was a fantastic show.
Which one? Which one?
Roman Reed.
Oh, was that last? Was that last Saturday?
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was two Saturdays ago.
Are you sure?
Let's put it to the audience. Do you think the audience? Do you think there's anybody in the audience who would remember, who thinks the Saturday special made such an impression on, that they would remember
what the Saturday special topic
was?
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get a single call. I really don't. I think a lot. Doesn't mean that I don't think a lot of people listen to the Saturday special, but I think they're like you and me. You know, it's just a thing in time. All right. Well, you want to screen the call or do you? Okay. I think Roman Reed was on with us 2 weeks ago, not 1 week ago. All right.
You're right.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Okay.
Dave Wagenbord.
Right. Okay.
My bad.
Dave Wagenbord was on.
I get all mixed up. It's just, you know.
Yeah, you're having such a good time
that
you get all mixed up.
Don't we all?
Right. Okay. Dave Wagenbord was a great guest last week. I got a lot of comments about that. How could I have forgotten even, you know, who the guest was? By the way, KSCO was one of the very first radio stations on the planet to have its own website, you know, back in 1994. And yet we don't have all that many people that you would think going to our website. I mean, there are stations that have websites now in this country where more people, where the website has way more traffic than the radio station itself, even if it's a very popular radio station. And that's certainly not the case with KSCO.com, at least right now. Now, we've made some great upgrades to it in the last year or so, and the website has the technical capability of doing probably – how do I say it? I don't think we're even at 0.1% of the capability of KSCO.com, you know? And I've thought about devoting a whole program to getting direct input from our audience about what they would like to see on KSCO.com, what features they would like to have, and then we would go to work implementing those features. And I'm going to put that out as a possible topic here, this program. Guess what? I'm not expecting anything. And the reason I'm not expecting anything is that I've had an epiphany lately about people who listen to talk radio are not as web and computer savvy as I thought they were. Because talk radio is, I guess it skews older. I mean, you know, it's a more mature thing, and it's the ultimate, an original, classic, interactive medium. And so why is that? Why is that? Anyhow, I'm going to put out the phone number, 479-1080. We haven't even started the program now. 479-1080 is the on-air phone number for you to call. If you want to give me any kind of input about what you would like to see on the website, maybe people just don't give a damn. Maybe people who listen to KSCO don't care what's on KSCO.com. What they care about is what's on KSCO, the radio station, you know, and that's fine too. It's okay. I think it's really fascinating because in a world where the web is getting just astronomically, exponentially more popular every day, I just wonder if that's really happening with, it seems to me it should be across the board, but maybe it isn't. Hi, who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, Michael, it's your friend Richard.
Richard, you are my friend, yeah, Richard in Watsonville. Yeah.
I'll tell you something, man.
What?
You got to put these computers over there with them TVs and them newspapers, man, because you cannot drive your car. You cannot do your job. You cannot do a lot of things except listen to the radio. You know, that drive time,
no, you're
going
right.
to work in the morning,
you're right,
going
and
to work in the afternoon. Those people are in their cars. They ain't got time to be pushing the buttons and looking at other screens.
It's an excellent sales tool for using radio and talk radio in particular as an advertising vehicle for one's business. I've pointed that out for years. It's the only medium that people can engage in.
What, the website?
And get some. No. The radio. Listening
no,
to the radio.
No, we're not selling the radio. We're trying to sell the website, though, man. And the only way that website thing is going to happen is if you guys do it at specified times.
Huh?
That's right, in the nighttime, in the weekends. I don't know how it's going to work with, like, morning, afternoon drive. Or in the daytime at all. When people are working, doing other things. How are you going to get people to concentrate and look at the radio and listen to the radio at the same time? That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, no, it would be very dangerous, especially in the car.
Or in my garden.
Or in the garden. Well, it wouldn't be as dangerous in the garden. Hey, Richard,
yeah.
Do you understand what you and I have just done today? We have made radio history.
Why?
This is the first time that we've ever taken a call on the Saturday special before we actually started the Saturday special officially.
Yeah, there hasn't been an opening,
has there? We have made history today.
I almost feel bad about that.
And for that, why?
Well, we should do things properly.
All right.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know. Radio.
All right, it's all up to you folks. We can talk about Donald Trump as president. Think it's going to happen? I think he's going to run. I really do. Do I think he's going to get elected? Maybe. He's famous, you know, because of The Apprentice and because he's been in the news a lot. Want to talk about that today. Also want to talk about conditions that lead to charismatic leaders killing countries and societies. That's a good topic.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
We can also talk about the Chicago Machine. The mayor, you know, Rahm Emanuel. And any other related stuff. That's a fascinating topic. I mean, you know, there's a guy named Mancow, who's a very popular Chicago personality, who's been singing like a bird about all the corruption that's going on in Chicago that put Rahm Emanuel in as mayor, and how a guy was I forget the guy's name, who was told apparently by the president that he must not run. He was a guy who had a good chance, good integrity, got a good chance of getting elected, was told he better not run. Now, do you think that that's true? Do you think that there is that much corruption going on in our country? Do you think the Chicago bosses are that powerful so that they can run not only Chicago but the whole country and the whole world? I don't know. There are some possible topics. You like any of those topics, Richard N. Watsonville?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, Chicago, it's kind of boring. What does Chicago do for you, Mike?
Nothing. But what about the idea of I think there are a good number of older people who listen to KSCO.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And do you think it's true that KSCO, that the call letters stand for keeping senior citizens occupied?
If they have caregivers, sure.
No. Well, okay.
It's a good caregiver.
No. KSCO has always been for mature people, and it's mature people who care about what's going on around them.
No.
Right?
KSCO is a public service.
Right. And that's true. We serve our community, and we're very proud of it. I would like to suggest that people who were alive during the rise of Adolf Hitler, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess these would be people in their 80s, I guess, now, who could remember that far back.
In the 70s too, I imagine.
Okay, maybe.
They were young people.
If there are people in the KSCO listening audience who can remember what life was like in hopefully there are people listening in KSCO land, and I know we have some who have called the Saturday special, who were residents of Germany.
Or we all know of somebody.
But let's put it out. I want to extend a special invitation to people who lived during those years and remember what it was like in Europe during the rise of Adolf Hitler.
Well, even the people that went over there,
and
Michael.
If there's any kinds of parallels that can be drawn with what's happening now in our world, okay?
Well, look at you. Look at me. All I can remember of that war is what came back. Our friends' fathers, our fathers, stuff like that. You know, the helmets and the daggers and all that stuff, the souvenirs they brought back.
Yeah.
That's what I remember of that era.
Sure.
I mean, and then we had a lot of...
We weren't even alive then, Richard. I was born in 51.
Yeah, and I was born in 52.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be 60 this year. I just turned 59 last week.
Well, happy birthday, yeah, Richard but, right, Watsonville.
You and your mom and I think have the same birth date. Or very close.
The 8th of April?
Oh, no, mine's the 11th.
Okay.
Maybe you guys just celebrated it differently.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I remember those days when they would give us these Iron Crosses.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was a surfer's cross. Uh-huh. I had no idea it had to do with Germany or anything to do with the enemy or the other side. You know, I remember the World War One veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Coffin. You remember all that coffin they used to do from the, it was mustard gas or something? I don't know what it was.
No.
They sprayed them with something, and they made these old guys really sick.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, even the cars. My first car was a 47 Plymouth Coupe. I paid $25 for that thing.
Gee.
You know,
that would be a classic today.
Well,
Richard, guess what?
That was made right after that war.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Who I think fits the category that I put out just a minute ago.
Who would that be?
Asa in Live Oak.
Oh, man, we haven't heard from her in a long time.
Yeah.
I'll hang up and
okay,
listen,
thank
huh?
you. Thank you, Richard N. Watsonville. Always great to hear from you. 479-1080 is the phone number to call on this long-awaited open mic program where the callers can bring up the topics. And, of course, I reserve the right to, as President Obama, to veto topics that I don't care about. But I'm pretty easy today. So, Asa, what do you have to say? You were alive during the you know, the 30s,
I think the
right?
parallels are frightening. Frightening. It's really more frightening than anything I can think of. The police state moving in on us. I mean, really, it's just frightening. The words don't express how frightening it is that we should replicate the horrible Hitlerian philosophy.
Okay, so help us out here. You obviously were not a
Hitler
resident.
Hitler was a marvelous, charismatic person. No matter when he spoke, people cheered and raved and carried on. And he won from 2% of the German public. He somehow or other connived himself into some minor office.
Now we don't have hyperinflation yet, but everybody's saying it's just right around the corner. The Weimar Republic had incredible hyperinflation.
Well,
everybody uses those stories.
The Weimar Republic was before my time. Hitler was the cure,
right,
the evils of inflation. That's supposedly
right.
He,
so,
he
but,
made
but that
the
was happening. That was happening again, right? Right? I mean, do you...
No, honey. You got it all wrong.
Okay.
The Weimar time was over. Hitler arose as the cure to the Weimar Republic.
Okay. All right.
And that's why he had so much power. He never wanted to give everything to the people. He just wanted power. And the civilizer stepped on anybody that disagreed with him. The real thing that is so frightening is that... The political correctness and the people that you can't say anything and asking your neighbors to spy on you, that is Hitlerian. That the whole czar thing in the airports is Hitlerian.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, and the other thing that struck me, this was a news story, I think it was last week, how some whistleblower got the first reward from the Internal Revenue Service for turning in his employer.
Absolutely Hitlerian.
Yeah. And so, the government is starting to take on those kinds of tactics.
Not just starting. They've been at it ever since Obama. That's the Chicago Mafia. You've got the Chicago Mafia mob. You the people that are telling the truth and are causing them any trouble are really, we should pray for them all to live. And watch how many people have committed suicide by being shot in the back.
Wow.
You just watch. I mean, that mob, and for the president...
So where do you think we're headed, Asa? May I ask am I allowed to ask how old you... I guess I'm allowed, but I might not
get an answer. You're allowed. I'm 83. I'll be 84 in October.
Okay.
I'm proud. I live this long. I'm,
right.
And done so little, though. I mean, that's a shame. That I can't think of anything to be proud of except we have a happy marriage. We've both been married the same length of time to each other. Say, one marriage.
How many years is that, Asa?
62.
Wow. Yeah, congratulations. That's fantastic.
We're high school sweethearts that never grew up.
That's fantastic. Okay,
anyway.
So you're concerned because you see many parallels between
Obama
and the whole charismatic leader thing. We do have a charismatic leader. I mean, no one would argue with that.
And we have one that lies, belittles to your face. He lies.
Uh-huh. And do you agree?
And not ashamed,
do you agree
he's not
with me?
Ever.
Do you
he's
agree?
Never ashamed. He never does anything wrong.
Do you agree with me that if the election was being held today, even after Obama has been president for, 2.5 years, that Obama would overwhelmingly win over anybody else that's being talked about, except possibly Donald Trump right now?
I think Donald Trump might be our only hope. It takes us, let's say, the American people are easily fooled. And I think Trump is a kind of person who can entertain them while he does it. And he has a sense of humor, which is a whole lot more than Obama. No sense of humor whatsoever.
I'm not sure I agree with you on that. I think that's part of his charm and charisma, that he does have a sense of humor.
Oh, honey,
really?
I don't know where you are, how you picked that up.
I don't know. I've seen him... I've seen him kid around. I've seen him crack smiles. I've seen him participate in roasts and things like that.
Well, they're probably all on his side. They're probably political.
Well, anyhow, yeah, I don't think of I don't think of Obama as anything like George Bush, for example. George Bush was not exactly Mr. Personality, right? And he didn't have much of a sense of humor that he let show anyhow. And so I think Obama is like the anti-Bush, you know, in every way, including and especially personality.
Don't forget, he reminds you of it every minute. Everything that ever happened is George Bush's fault. Everything. If you caught cold and sneezed, it was Bush's fault.
Right.
Never his. Nothing bad ever happened once he graced our planes.
Okay. So do you think that the people who voted for Obama are unhappy that anybody who voted for Obama? No, I know that there are plenty of people who are unhappy that they voted for Obama. He was supposed to close down Gitmo and hasn't. He was supposed to get us out of the wars and hasn't. So there are plenty of people. But do you not think that he would still be reelected today with our current electorate?
Sure, he's going to have $1 billion and he's got the mafia at his back. And anybody that is against him will be threatened if they have any power.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
So I'm sorry, but I think we need prayer for our country. I think everybody should be on their knees praying for our country every day that we survive this somehow and get into the next millennium where we will have arrived at a higher consciousness.
Okay. Okay. Asa, thank you so much.
Anyway,
for your
call. God bless us all. We need it, everyone.
Right. God bless all of us and God bless you.
Thank you for KSCO, our little light in the darkness there.
Take care. Thank you. 479-1080 is the phone number to call in area 831. I haven't opened my email address, my email yet, but I will. You can email mz@ksco.com. I've got a Twitter account and I've got a Facebook account, but if you're on the computer, you can send an email just as easy as you can send a Facebook or a Twitter, you know, follow or, you know, at sign or whatever. We're going to get more and more into that, but we would like to hear from you today on this open mic edition. We're talking about conditions that lead to charismatic leaders and what the charismatic leaders can tend to lead to. Interesting topic. Don't need to necessarily stick to that topic. We have a very interesting a commentary from my mother, Kay, that we normally wouldn't play until top of the hour number two, 11 o'clock hour. But I think we're going to move that ahead and maybe give us some time to maybe comment on that. It's very interesting. But in the meantime, let's take the call from Nancy in Carmel. Hey, Nancy, thanks for calling KSCO. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. MZ Zwirly. I liked that yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's the first time.
I'm going to talk about the police state that we live in. But can I ask you a question real quick? When you started out yesterday with Rebecca Costa, you guys said that online. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Would you mind furthering that so I understand what that means?
Well, yeah, it was online. It was on Match.com, actually.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm happy for you. I hope everything works well.
Well, Rebecca and I are very good friends, and we'll see what happens from...
Yes,
from,
of course. I mean, you got to keep your options open.
Yeah, exactly. No, it just so happened that we're both engaged in something that...
You have a lot in common, I think.
Yeah, it just so happens that we're both engaged in something that is of great interest to both of us.
That's so nice to find someone like that, isn't it?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, real quick, I think that whoever is in charge, of course, they have to be charismatic so that the people will vote for them. But they have nothing to do with what's really going on, as I think you know my position about all this is. That they're just working for the puppet masters, and the puppet masters don't even live in America half the time. And so they just pick somebody who they kind of bring up. I understand that most Rhodes Scholars are indoctrinated into this New World Order philosophy. They go on to either becoming presidents or high commanding people in special places. And so it's all a game. It's all rigged.
So wait a minute. Who do you think is doing the rigging?
Council on Foreign Relations. For certain things.
I have a question for you. I've known about the Council on Foreign Relations ever since I was a high school kid.
Uh-huh.
And in my government class, Dr. Stan Monteith, 1968, is that like 43 years ago? Yeah, it was. That's how long I've known Dr. Stan. And I thought he was a nutcase, a very nice and very, you know,
very
lovable and very caring and very fine public speaker.
Well, back then,
but
I
thought back then, all of us kids used to look at each other and raise our eyebrows.
And we weren't being affected.
Roll our eyes back into our heads because of what he was predicting.
Well, have you seen it come true now?
Yeah, I have. I have. Yeah. I have. No, I think the world of Dr. Stan. So does Alex Jones think the world of Dr. Stan and vice versa. And I've become a believer in all this conspiracy stuff.
Me too.
I really have.
I try to bring it up to other people. I'm the nut job that, you know. So my...
Now, I don't like to jam it down people's throat, but I like to use KSCO to at least present that point of view.
Well,
and
people
can take people can take it or they can leave it,
that's
you know.
That's too mild.
Well, no, it's like we're also involved in network marketing of longevity products, and I don't like to jam that down people's throats either. And I don't want to, when people see me coming, I don't want them to, you know, disappear before I see them. You know, because
I understand.
You see what I'm saying?
I
don't want the radio station to be used that way either.
I
want the radio station to be a voice for everybody. And especially I want it to be a voice for positions that are not being allowed to be promoted in the press and in the media. You know, but all of the above, you know.
It's a fine line to walk. I understand.
Exactly.
You have to be careful because I have people I can alienate by saying certain things too.
Yeah.
So we don't want to do that. But what I think is important is that the listeners right now, if they would please try a little bit harder, if they are part of what I call the awake, those who are understanding what's going on behind the scenes, to please at least mention it or give your radio call letters out to everybody they know or give some websites that they know about, just so that I think there's a lot of people who are just too busy and they're just not. If once they get it, they'll get it. But, you know, they don't have it yet.
So right. Okay.
That's my hope, and I really appreciate you and what you're doing, and good luck, and let's stay in touch.
Well, I appreciate it. Okay, that was Nancy and Carmel. You're listening to the Saturday Special on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. And we're going to take the next little segment here to play the latest K's commentary. And that is, that will take place right now.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Let's call this free lunch. The following information has been around and around, but the powers that be ignore it. Now, hopefully, those in charge will listen. This should make everyone think. It's a view from a California school teacher. As you listen to the news about student protests over illegal immigration, listen to this. Title I schools are on the free breakfast and free lunch program, a full program with cereal bar with fruits, juices, and eggs. The waste of this food is monumental, with trays and trays of it being dumped in the trash uneaten. These are our tax dollars at work. I estimate that well over 50% of these students are obese or at least moderately overweight. About 75% or more do have cell phones. The school also provides daycare centers for the unwed teenage pregnant girls, some as young as 13, so they can attend class without the inconvenience of having to arrange for babysitters or having family watch their kids. These are our tax dollars at work again. Free medical, free education, free food, daycare, etc. Is it any wonder they feel entitled not only to be in this country, but to demand rights, privileges, and entitlements? higher insurance, medical facilities closing, higher medical costs, more crime, lower standards of education in our schools, overcrowding, new diseases, etc. This is not working. Americans, we need to wake up. The guest program will be a disaster because we will not have the guts to enforce it. Here is the bottom line. A part of the third world culture that does not value education but accepts children getting pregnant and dropping out of school by age 15, and that refuses to assimilate an American culture that has become so weak and worried about political correctness that we don't have the will to do anything about it. We cannot deal with it. Yet our compassionate nature is not helping illegals and hurting ourselves. We can no longer carry these burdens when our own country is about to financially collapse. The truth is, there are no more tax dollars to subsidize illegals. Americans, it's time for us to tighten our own belts and try to save our own way of life. And the illegals should go back home and help themselves. There is something wonderful about doing it on your own. It gives one indescribable dignity and self-respect. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Wow. Hit him right between the eyes, Ma. Whoa. Hey, what do you think of that? 479-1080. Real interested in people's reactions to that commentary. You're listening to the KSCO Saturday special. I think it's high time for a commercial break, right? Yeah, thank you, Nikki. So we'll go ahead and do that. And when we're done with that, we will come back to your calls. Jason in Watsonville is on the line. And anybody else who wants to call 479-1080, we will be happy to get to you. Okay, take care. See you right after the break.
If you use it all the time, buy it. But if you only use it once in a while, rent it from A Tool Shed Rentals. A Tool Shed is the rental place for contractors and homeowners throughout the South San Francisco and Monterey Bay areas because they always have the lowest out-the-door prices and they never charge you cleaning or hidden fees or sales tax. Listen to some of the things you can rent at A Tool Shed.
Tractors, skid steers, skip loaders, riding trenches, garden tractors, Z-booms, stick booms, scissor lifts, single-person lifts, scaffolding, rotor tillers, weed mowers, hedge trimmers, backpack blowers, jackhammers, concrete floats, compressor packages, concrete vibrators, airless sprayers, wallpaper steamers, sewer snakes, carpet cleaners, indoor lifts, dump trucks, flatbed trucks, and more, much more.
If you use it all the time, buy it. But if you only use it once in a while, rent it from A Tool Shed Rentals. Get the lowest out-the-door price at A Tool Shed Rentals, with 7 convenient locations to serve you throughout the South San Francisco and Monterey Bay areas. Rent it at A Tool Shed Rentals.
A lot of good things happened when World War II ended, and one of them happened right here when Colonel Frank Trowbridge purchased Palace Art and Office Supply. The Trowbridge family has been working hard ever since to serve the art and office supply needs of Santa Cruz County. And this month, Palace is celebrating its 62nd anniversary with a huge customer appreciation sale in their retail stores. Listen to some of the great deals you'll find at Palace Art and Office Supply in April.
For the artist, stretched artist canvas, 60% off in studio or gallery styles, and 70% off in the economy 2-pack. Artist grade paints at 40% off for watercolor, acrylic, and oil.
When you've been in business for 62 years, you've been doing something right. What Palace Art and Office Supply has been doing right is taking good care of you. Get in on all the great deals at Palace's huge customer appreciation anniversary sale today.
Palace Art and Office Supply in Santa Cruz and Capitola, a proud member of Think Local First.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Well, I'm sure you must have heard this again and again.
What would you get if you combined the great taste of that breakfast drink Tang along with 187 different vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes added in the healing properties of green tea?
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Let me share with you a new tasty treat idea. Take one packet of Pollen Burst energy drink and pour it into a hot cup of water. That's right, a hot cup. Mmm, tastes delicious, especially in these cold, chilly days. Or instead of a cup of coffee or tea.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Long-term sustained energy without the jitters. It helped people lose weight and gave more cellular nutrition than the best multivitamin known to man.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
The natural energy drink polymers. Try it, you'll like it.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Hey, what better time than on an open mic KSCO Saturday special to do some karaoke? Do we dare? Do we dare? The audience, I know the listeners have said that if they ever hear me doing karaoke again, they're going to tune out.
Yeah, but my voice is kind of scratchy this morning.
So you'd rather not yourself?
I'd rather not, but I might get a wild
hair. Do you think that these people were... We're overreacting and just kidding, just trying to goad me into...
Well, I just don't think you should care what they think. If you want to sing, you sing.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
Right.
Right.
What should I sing? You come up with something that you think I will... And then you can play it. You could just say, just buddy in, because we don't have... You're not being rude to any guest or anything. Just jump in and find something.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you if I can do it or not.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you. They say it's very rude to clear one's throat on the air. That's true. And I apologize to the listening audience of KSCO for clearing my throat on the air. All right. Jason in Watsonville. Hi, Jason in Watsonville.
Hi, MZ.
How are you?
Okay, well...
To what do I owe the pleasure?
Well, you did say that today can be an open mic, and are you ready to shake up your Saturday special?
Within reason. Now, within reason, Jason.
Within reason. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I can think of no better topic than this. Today's April 16th. Normally, tax day is April 15th, but the government has pushed off income tax day until April 18th. So what better day to talk about the income tax than today, when millions of Americans in 2 days from now are going to be frantically driving themselves to these post offices, filing these 1040s, signing under penalties of perjury that they owe a tax that they have no clue that they owe.
Now, Jason.
Yes.
We don't want to use KSCO to influence people to do things or not to do things that will get them in trouble because they don't do those things.
Oh,
now,
no.
We don't want to do that.
Oh, of course.
Now, you're a person who says that the income taxes is a farce and it's not a real thing, and that those of us who pay income taxes are basically idiots. Am I right?
No.
What is your position?
No. No, my position is, along with thousands and hundreds of thousands of American citizens, and even IRS agents, CPAs, and tax attorneys, is that the Constitution was written in such a way by our founding fathers that the federal government did not, or the founding fathers did not want our federal government being able to directly tax the property or income of the American citizen. So they wrote and thought, the Constitution in such a way that it did not do that. And so the Internal Revenue Code complements the Constitution in the sense that there is no law in the Internal Revenue Code that will require an American citizen living within the 50 states of the Union to pay the federal income tax, because it would be a violation of Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution. So the bottom line is that the IRS, with the blessings of Congress, they are misapplying the law, stealing trillions of dollars from Americans every year for a tax that they have never owed. And millions or hundreds of thousands of Americans.
This is fascinating. Wait a minute.
And it's not me saying this.
Now, this is fascinating. I want to do more. You got my interest here. But I also, again, am very, very sensitive about putting out information that can, using KSCO, which we have a great responsibility to our audience.
Okay? Exactly. That's why I bring this up.
All right. Well, hold on. We got Ray and Salinas and Craig and San Juan Batista. I've invited comments on the commentary, and you don't want to comment on the comment. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to put you on hold for a little bit. Maybe we'll come back to this.
Okay.
But you know, when I invite something and people call for that particular thing, I don't want to ignore them. So hold on, okay? All right, that's Jason, who wants to talk about the IRS and the fact that he believes that paying taxes is not a requirement, and that the whole thing is a big massive duping of the American public. And if I've said something wrong, he'll correct me when we bring him back. But Ray and Salinas, what do you think about Kay's commentary about illegal immigrants?
You know, she's always had good commentaries, but that one's absolutely nailed it. My kids go to Al-Sal School District. They're in one of the elementary schools, and they've got a full salad bar and all that. And they're really pushing the fruits and vegetables and stuff. But you go in at lunchtime, you see kids, and it's true. I mean, they'll pick one thing off the plate, and they just pile a whole bunch of stuff on the tray, and most of it goes in the trash. And like in Salinas, you go over to the welfare office, and the reason these kids aren't eating well is because it's 8:30 in the morning, they've got a soda in their hands and a bag of hot Cheetos, and you go out in the parking lot, and you see a brand-new car right outside the welfare office, and that's, you know, hey, they're going back and forth, and they're getting all their stipends and what they think they're entitled to. It's just amazing. You know, I've got a cell phone that falls apart. They've got a brand new $400 iPhone or whatever. It's amazing. Everybody turns their heads. They're like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to deal with it.
We got a bunch of Kay's books here. We bought too many, but we haven't put any ads out in a long time for people to buy Kay's books. That book, there is a very easy way to do that by just going to our website, ksco.com, and it's right there on the homepage. Click on, it's a beautiful picture of the cover of the book. You get to see Kay talking into a microphone. We want to sell a bunch more of those books. So this is a good opportunity to put my little pitch in. But yeah, so anyhow, Ray, you think she's right on with this one, huh?
Oh yeah. I mean, Stevie Wonder could see what the problem is here, but it's just, you know, I find it amazing. They don't have any money. They're using food stamps. I mean, it's great that now that the state, you can't buy cigarettes and stuff, and you know, they've got to account for what they're buying. Instead of sending their kids in for, you know, nickel and diamonds so they get enough money to buy cigarettes or booze or whatever. But it's amazing the abuse of the system. And it's people that aren't even citizens.
Yeah.
You know, they don't make any attempt.
It's a pretty brazen thing that's just going on right out in the open. Anyhow,
yeah.
I'm interested if there's an alternative point of view to that. And our phone, we got a number of phone lines open. We have we still have Jason waiting, and we have Craig and San Juan Batista to comment on Kay's commentary. But if anybody else wants to, particularly if you have an alternative point of view about the commentary to raise, we want to hear from you also. And our phone number is 479-1080 in area 831-479-1080. Or you can email mz@ksco.com. So, Ray, want to thank you for your call.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Okay, here's Craig in San Juan Bautista. Hey, Craig, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, MZ?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So, to you want to comment on the commentary?
Yes. Unfortunately, she's right on, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, and I know that she's also aware of that. I don't watch public TV anymore. I don't watch cable or satellite TV anymore. I'm going to drop a name here, and I hope it's all right. All I do is I watch Netflix because I have it streaming to my home, and I pick out the films that I want to watch on my computer. Case in point, they have a marvelous inventory of documentaries, and I live and feed on these. And I just watched the other night, Speaking Freely, Susan George. This woman is brilliant. And she explains.
Speaking Freely, what's the name of the woman who what
Susan
is it?
George.
Susan George, okay.
Speaking Freely, the documentary, 49 minutes long. Actually, it's part two, and I haven't found part one yet.
And you can get it on Netflix, right?
On Netflix.
Which means, and streaming live, right? It's not where you have to wait for the DVD in the mail.
Well, you can, if you have the electronics to enable you to stream live like I do.
That's pretty neat. It's what, $8 a month, is it, or $9, is it?
It's just under 10, and I get one DVD at a time, and I get another actual physical DVD once I've mailed in the one that I had.
You know,
I also have it streaming because I have the high-speed internet, and I have the components to stream it right directly to my TV, so I get on the computer and pick out all the documentaries I want, and they go right onto my TV immediately, and I proceed to watch them.
Okay, you opened this program with a statement that you don't watch public. What did you say? I'm sorry. You don't watch PBS or NPR or you don't.
PBS has a number of documentaries that's available through Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch mainstream TV, cable, satellite. I've given it all up.
I see.
To tell you the truth, my mind has already been injured enough from mainstream programming, and I gave it up about a year ago.
Right.
And
you know, I'm actually considering that myself because I'm asking myself, you know, I pay like $100 a month for Dish Network,
yeah,
for television.
Right.
And I'm saying, why am I doing this? I mean, I don't really watch it all that much because I don't have the time and I don't really care all that much.
And then here's another.
So I can understand where you're coming from. I wonder how many other people are starting out there in KSCO land listening to this program are starting to think, hey, if we have a good internet connection, that's all we need. But of course, the government is looking at taking over that somehow and taxing it and controlling it in some way. And so, I don't know.
Well,
what do you think?
Once they realize that that's the trend, they'll undoubtedly try to undermine that as well. But my point is, what's really the basis of the problem with my country, your country, our country? I love America. I'd forfeit my life any day of the week for its existence, and I'm a patriot. Okay, but what hurts me in my heart is the fact that most people I talk to and try to spread the word are almost totally apathetic to the truth. And that's enough to drive any sane person mad. But the reason I'm talking about Netflix is because you have the choice. You have the freedom of choice, and the truth is right there. If you choose to watch these documentaries, and documentaries are based in fact, and they have hundreds of documentaries that talk about all the things that have presented us the major problem. The financial collapse of our country right around the corner, it's documented. The cause and effect
are right there to be seen. 9/11, there's many documentaries that probe way in depth into what actually transpired on 9/11, far exceeding the so-called, what was that, governmental paper or book that was the probe on 9/11 done by the government, like the Warren Commission?
Well, that's not on 9/11. That's on the JFK assassination.
Okay, see, I'm getting a little bit confused on my got a lot of anyway, there was a government probe into, took years to get out. What was it? 6 years?
Yeah, Craig. Craig, listen, we want to get to the point here. I think you brought it. You started with a very fascinating thing that you don't listen, you don't watch TV anymore because there's nothing worth watching and it's too expensive. Plus, you can get anything you want on demand through Netflix. And by the way, Reed Hastings, who was the founder and, you know, originator of Netflix, is a Santa Cruz resident. And I've been wanting to get him on the Saturday special. And
oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, we're working on that. I mean, the most recent email he answered was that I'm just too darn swamped. So I guess the company is just going through some immense changes right now as they convert from primarily DVD, you know, snail mail distribution to electronic distribution. I don't know. I haven't spoken with him. I just sent him an email saying, please, love to have you on the radio and you can talk with our audience. And,
well, their company is starting to snowball. They're trying to get into international transmission.
Yeah.
And the Netflix vehicle is unlike any other, as far as I'm concerned, because it has the possibility of immense social impact because these documentaries are available through them and people will get a very clear and concise understanding.
Yeah, and they don't have to be too computer literate here. So you're absolutely right. I mean, so I can understand why the man is swamped and at least currently doesn't have time to be with us for an hour or two on the Saturday special, but we're going to keep trying, okay?
Okay, and let me make one more point, please.
Please make it quickly, okay?
Oh, I will.
Thank you.
As far as I'm concerned, apathy kills.
Okay.
Oh,
you're right. You're right. I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
Apathy kills. I mean, there's genocides transpiring all over the world, and people, ignorance is bliss. And if we're going to save our country, this has got to change.
Uh-huh. Okay. All righty. I want to thank you for your call to the Saturday special.
Well, thank you for being there.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words. Okay, that was Craig and San Juan Bautista. Okay, yeah, Jason, we got a couple minutes here before the top of the hour here. And did I say anything incorrect in my characterization of you before we listen to the people who want to comment on the commentaries?
No.
Okay, the message you want to put across to people is that, you know, is what? I mean, you don't – paying income taxes is not required as like you think it is. Is that the message?
Well, that is the message, and what's real – what's real troubling is that when Americans like myself simply write the IRS a letter or their congressman asking, hey, I'm willing to pay any tax that you think I owe, if you can just provide me the code section in the Internal Revenue Code that requires me to pay the tax, either they never respond or the response is your question is frivolous, and people who make those arguments, you know, can you know, lead into, you know, penalties, interest, or, you know, criminal violations. And, you know, what kind of response is that, you know, from your government? So, you know, what would be, you know, really?
Well, they might just consider you a mosquito. I mean, these people are employed to collect taxes that they say they have the right to collect. And here, if you're going to be buzzing around like a mosquito, bothering them and saying, oh, what do you mean? Wait, show me where it says that I have to do this. I can understand them not being very friendly toward you.
Wait a second. That's if you look at the IRS's mission statement, MZ, that the IRS's mission statement is very clear. Their mission is to explain.
All right. Well, we'll hold you over here. Okay. Stand by. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. Back in 6 minutes.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. Across the Midwest and South, people are trying to pick up what's left after twisters and severe weather tore through. 17 are dead in 4 states.
Most of the town has some damage, and a lot of the homes here are completely demolished. The main street has significant damage. The grocery store, the Piggly Wiggly, destroyed. The car wash, destroyed. The insurance agency, destroyed. And so many homes, completely gone.
That's Fox News meteorologist Rick Reichmuth in Leakesville, Mississippi. Some people in North Texas are being allowed to go home after wildfires tore through their area. Some are going home to find their homes are gone. 30 have been destroyed, and the threat goes on. Texas fire officials say the fire is threatening another 200 homes west of Dallas. Congress is taking a few weeks off. When they return, more budget battles await.
House Republicans passed their 2012 budget plan. It aims to cut $6 trillion over the next decade, targeting non-discretionary spending, Medicaid, and Medicare.
No more kicking the can down the road. No more whistling past the graveyard.
House Speaker John Boehner calling it the only serious effort to reduce the deficit.
Any responsible effort requires a balanced approach.
The Budget Committee's leading Democrat, Chris Van Hollen, calling for tax hikes on wealthy Americans. Neither side seems willing to budge, foreshadowing another budget stalemate. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Police in New Orleans say actor Nicolas Cage has been arrested, accused of getting drunk and arguing in the street with his wife while in the French Quarter. Another air traffic controller caught sleeping. The latest incident happened at a radar facility in Miami. The controller fell asleep while on duty. The government, meantime, says it's changing the schedules of some air traffic controllers. The FAA says it wants to adjust work schedules that appear to be causing the most fatigue. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
The Willis Report is on. Smart, trusted, and on point. Jerry Willis gives it to you straight.
It's not what we were promised, not by a long shot. Certainly, I think people are going to be keeping an eye on this.
Investigating top business stories, outing corporate scams, and policing D.C. policy.
I wish the Congress would feel the obligation to actually explain it to us.
Jerry Willis, uncovering the real stories behind the business headlines.
It's going to be shocking.
Check in with the Willis Report on the Fox Business Network.
In the NATO operation in Libya, only a handful of countries are doing the heavy lifting.
Warplanes from just 7 nations are attacking Gaddafi forces, among them Canada, Britain and Denmark. Others propose help with in-flight refueling but are stopping short of offering muscle. It is a reversal from back when UN action was approved. Italy and Spain voted yes but now refuse to enforce it. And then there are the Arab nations, which urged America and the West to intervene in Libya. 3 Arab countries sent warplanes but don't allow them to be flown in combat under NATO command. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
The president of Syria says he expects the government to lift that country's state of emergency next week. That state of emergency has been in place for decades and has been the centerpiece of demonstrators' demands. The emergency laws give the government in Syria free rein to arrest people without charging them, among other things. A court in Egypt ordering that country's former ruling party be dissolved and that the assets of that party be seized. That's been a major demand of the protesters in Cairo. Cuba celebrating, remembering the Bay of Pigs.
What was a strategic failure by the U.S. is cause for celebration this weekend in Cuba. Cuba! Cuba! 50 years ago, CIA-backed exiles were repelled at the Bahía de Cochinos. The Bay of Pigs invasion was intended to reverse the momentum of the late 50s communist revolution in Cuba. Instead, it remains a seminal victory for the Castro regime. President Raul Castro presided over a military parade attended by hundreds of thousands in Havana. In Florida and New Jersey this weekend, ceremonies will honor the 114 Cuban exiles killed in the invasion. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
There will be no Celebrity Apprentice while its star, Donald Trump, mulls over a run for president. The real estate mogul, reality TV star, and possible Republican candidate tells NBC he will not commit to a three-year contract extension until he's made a political decision. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Partly cloudy today. High of 70 with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 50 and northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Out there tomorrow, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 67, then northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 4 to 6 feet at 11 seconds. And tonight, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, a west swell of 4 to 6 feet at 10 seconds. And on Sunday, the northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 10 seconds. And current temperatures, I've got Watsonville, it's 60, it's 60 in Monterey, 63 in Salinas, and we are at 58 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. The, for your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, I don't have anything to report at this time, but if you see something out there, you can call me, 475-1080. And the official time is 11:06 and 27 seconds on this Saturday, April 16th. Up next, second hour, Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Hello.
Hello.
I didn't realize I wheezed that badly. Did you hear that wheeze? That extended wheeze when I said, hello. Nikki is busy screening phone calls, so she couldn't respond to me. Do you think I need a chest x-ray? Do you think I might have tuberculosis or something? I mean, I didn't think I wheezed like that. I sounded like an old man just then when I said, hello. What? What's the matter, Bill?
I don't think you need a chest x-ray. Maybe a head x-ray.
By the way, what are you doing here? Oh, I know. Yeah, that's Billy Graff, the Billy Graff, who's here during the week, but rarely on the weekends, unless there's something wrong with your favorite radio station. That's not a good sign to see him, you know, moving around the place here. All right. We have received a fax. We have received a fax. We don't receive faxes very often, but we have a fax from Paul in Capitola that has a picture of Mickey Mouse doing the Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse. I recognize that cartoon from the first animated cartoon of Mickey Mouse. You know, he's you know, the captain of some sort of a boat, and he's steering a boat, you know, a ship's wheel, you know. I don't know what that has to do with this, but it caught my eye. And he also called in and told me that he sent a fax, which is what everybody should do when you send a fax to your favorite radio station, 475-2967. Because we don't check the fax. Mostly people send emails when they want to communicate non-telephonically to KSCO Talk Show. Anyhow, this fax that has Mickey Mouse's likeness on it. Says, MZ, I have gone to the website, KSCO.com, presumably, a few times looking for archives of your local programming. There are only a few shoes. I want to see the KSCO podcast links for iTunes on your site so it makes it easy to listen to all local shows on one's iPod. There are 200 million active iTunes accounts. Remember your commercials play on the podcast. You have a treasure. Share it with the world this way. Paul in Capitola. Paul, that is a great, wonderful suggestion. And I'm going to check with Jonty, our web guru, and find out just how difficult it will be to implement what you say. I want to come up with an automated system so that you can, so that all our local content, which is 87 hours per week, pretty amazing for a non-corporate station. In fact, almost unheard of for a corporate, for a big corporate-owned station. You know, do you people out there realize just how special a station KSCO is? Do you realize that? If you don't realize that, it's time you did. Yeah. Anyhow, well, let's go back to the phones here. Bob in Santa Cruz. Yeah, Bob.
Michael Zwirling.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's that Bob. I recognize that voice. I'm good with voices.
I recognize your voice, Michael. I'm good with voices somewhat. Better with voices than with names.
Oh, cool.
Charisma and leadership you were talking about.
Yeah.
I wanted to give a little definition. Charisma would be inspiring presence. You know?
Yeah.
Leadership would be acceptable direction.
Yeah.
And we require at least a ladder to get things done on any major scale. Anything beyond one person requires some kind of leadership. So I heard in the beginning of your show, people kind of making connections that if you're charismatic, you're Hitler-esque. And that's not necessarily true. You can be charismatic and be a positive influence on those around you. And even though some of those around you might not agree with you, Martin Luther King certainly had his enemies.
Right.
But he was charismatic. He knew how to think on his feet.
I don't think anyone's suggesting that charismatic equals, you know, evil or potential evil.
Yeah, well, and there's really nothing wrong with it. It's a human quality.
Yeah.
That
John F. Kennedy was charismatic. The first time I heard the word, I said, what does that mean? I asked, but my teacher or my mother or my father, I don't know. And I was told, well, it was during President Kennedy's presidency. And he says, well, President Kennedy has charisma. And I said, oh, okay. I think I understand what it means now.
Well, he definitely did. He had a presence.
Yeah.
By the way,
may I ask you a personal question?
You certainly may.
Do you think there is anybody, any host on KSCO or any personality on KSCO that you would characterize as charismatic?
I don't listen that much anymore, but I think that the guy that comes on before you, Olson.
Yeah.
You've got your share of charisma, Michael, you're not afraid to be in front of people. You can string words together and thoughts. I mean, that would be my comment on that.
I want to keep you on for the rest of the show.
I'll do
no
that.
No one has ever complimented me, and that was a supreme compliment. No one has ever used that word. And I wasn't fishing for that. I was honestly fishing for – I wanted to find out if there is a thought among – certainly from you about whether we have any charismatic hosts on this station or if they're just, you know, okay hosts or whatever. And here you actually pinned that description to both Michael Olson and to me. I don't know what to say except thank you.
A lot of the hosts that I tune into on occasion are looking for enemies, and they're looking for scapegoats and attack kind of stuff. Now, there's a place for that, but if that's all you do, not only is your audience going to be limited, but there's not much teaching going on.
Well, there's a thought that that's what's wrong with talk radio. I don't know if you've heard Rebecca Costa's program on Fridays from 2 to 4. Have you heard that yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rebecca is a person who believes that the quality of talk radio really, it would be great if it could be elevated. And the term she uses is rageaholic. She says it's mostly male rageaholic type people, and the few women talk hosts there are in talk radio they pattern themselves after the male talk hosts. They're just angry and attack, and just like what you described a minute ago.
And you will attract some followers, some people, but it won't broaden because it's not inclusive.
Yeah. And it won't do anything to fix what's wrong with our country. And that's what she wants to do with her program. And by the way, one of my favorite, what's the word, goosebump creating, you know, quotes of all time for me, okay, is President Reagan saying, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall."
That was very cool. That'll be around 1,000 years from now.
Sure. And Rebecca wants to tear down the wall between non-commercial radio, which is generally regarded as intelligent, you know, intelligent radio. They don't have much talk radio. They don't have too much two-way. And I think the reason they don't have too much two-way talk radio on national public radio and PBS and so forth is because, you know, there's no way to control the, quote, professionalism. You know, and I don't know, I'm sort of caught in the middle because when she said that, I thought of that Reagan quote. And I said, God, that'd be so cool to tear down the wall between commercial and non-commercial radio. And that's why the Costa Report program that she does on this station is being offered to and is starting on some NPR stations now, the first hour of which does not have call-ins. We have interviews, the program interviews people who you don't normally find on talk radio. And I think the reason you don't find them is because they don't want to be talking to, you know, they don't want to be in any kind of an uncontrolled situation. Sometimes they have candidates forums where you have to write the questions first and they choose from, you know, the index card stack of questions. Sort of like they want to review it. That's what I like. That's what I like about talk radio. You never know what's going to happen. But there's something to be said for as a result of not knowing what's going to happen. There are certain quality guests that you'd love to have on talk radio that you're never going to get because they don't want to put themselves in that position. And I can understand that too.
Well, one can be provocative, and I think there's a good. We should be provocative. We should help each other to think and deal with ambiguity. And there's a place for being a caustic on very rare occasion, right, when you're going to burn the bridge. But generally speaking, it's not a very good approach if you're going to be inclusive. You were talking, I think, about ages. You're pushing 60. I turned 60 recently, about 4 months ago. And in the course of my 60 years or my adult life, I found that most people find it very difficult to deal with ambiguity. You know, that there are no real perfect answers to issues.
Right.
But nonetheless, if we're going to have a vote and citizen input, you got to take a position on an issue. Most of us don't like to be wrong. And quite often, if you approach somebody on their perspective, they think you're attacking them personally.
Yeah.
So I think that's where we're at in the franchise of the United States of America, where we have maybe 40% voting, something really, really low. And people will say things like, they're all like that, and, you know, it's not going to change anything. Well, what else is there besides your participation? And also, I think, you know, politically, everything that we do, one could say, is political. Every time you buy something, all your conversations, all your social interactions display your politics and your values. So we avoid this kind of stuff like the plague because of the fear of accountability. We'd rather deny that we have an accountable role. And those that do make statements, and quite frankly, Michael, on KSCO, they're these ranting, caustic, attack kind of stuff.
I think you would love the Costa Report. I really do.
So I'll check it out.
It's 2 to 4 on Fridays.
On Friday, yeah.
And I think we're posting. I think we're posting it on KSCO.com. If we're not, we should. We got to get our act together. But you can definitely get at least the first hour, which is not talk radio. It's listen radio, as Rebecca says, because she wants you to listen and not to talk. So
your dilemma.
But you can. She has a website, RebeccaCosta.com, and so you can definitely get her latest. Interviews there. She doesn't post the talk radio on her site. I don't know whether it's because she's ashamed or it's not quite up to her standards yet. I don't know. Only the first hour is posted on Rebecca Costa. And I guess what we need to do as part of getting our act together to post all of our local content is to be doing that too. We promote it on the website saying who the next guest is going to be on the homepage and so forth. But yeah, I urge you to listen because I think you would really appreciate that, the program, Bob.
I think we're slowly building towards this kind of politics. I think that we're slowly weaning ourselves away from big tent Coke and Pepsi brand name politics. And the idea that we can reduce the Senate down to two people should be absurd to anybody in 2011. I'm a Republican, and we Republicans, and we're against the Democrats, and we Democrats. It's pretty bizarre.
Well, I think that if Trump does indeed run, I think he will have to run as an independent. I don't think the Republicans are going to. I don't think he's powerful enough to get the Republicans to run him on their ticket. And I think the Republicans don't have a clue about what's going on any more than the Democrats do. I really don't. I think they're complete incompetence and egomaniacs and power-hungry people and so forth. But, hey, Trump is probably that way too. But I think he's got business sense that none of these other idiots have. So, anyhow, hey, I want to thank you for your call. I want to get to an email here that's been sent. That was Bob in Santa Cruz. Longtime listener to KSCO and infrequent caller, but always a good caller. We haven't forgotten about our friend Jason in Watsonville. I want to bring him back on, but I do want to read this email first from Retro Zenberg to MZ here. NSTIC is here, America's new Internet Identity Program. Say goodbye to social security numbers, dates of birth, and mother's maiden names, and say hello to the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, or NSTIC, America's new government-coordinated initiative to establish a national digital identity system. This grandiose public-private partnership promises to become an identity ecosystem designed to protect Americans from online scams and accelerate internet commerce. Although praised for security assurances, NSTIC isn't without criticism. There are realistic fears that NSTIC may actually have a negative effect on privacy, and because it stops short of specific laws, regulation, or mandates regarding security and privacy concerns, NSTIC could potentially become a new marketplace for personal identities. All right, I want to thank Retro Zenberg for sending me that email. The address, by the way, is mz@ksco.com. Hit me with an email right now if you would like it perhaps read on the Saturday special today, or send it to me anytime. I'm usually pretty good at answering emails if it requires an answer. If it's just a FYI type email, I appreciate that too. And if you want to call the program and comment on anything that you've heard thus far today, it's pretty much an open mic program. The phone number again is 479-1080. We have wide open lines except for one caller who has actually been wanting to get on the air on KSCO for some time, wanting us to do a complete Saturday special on the subject of income taxes and his belief that they are not required. And he's probably right that they're not required, but I also kept listening to KSCO, over the years, and I kept hearing that you cannot be compelled to use your social security number for any kind of identification purposes. And one day, I was at the Department of Motor Vehicles to renew my driver's license, and they asked me for my social security number, and I said no. And they said, well, you got to give it to us. And I said, well, yeah, but it's not supposed to be used for identification. They said, well, we don't care what it's supposed to or not supposed to be. It's a requirement for you to get a renewal of your driver's license. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to provide. And they said, so you're not going to get a driver's license. And the thought of driving around without a driver's license, if I got stopped for a light out, a tail beam out or something like that, and they asked for my license and I don't have it because I didn't provide a social security, I just didn't want that hassle in my life. And so that's the way I look at all this stuff from people that you hear saying that you don't have to pay taxes. Okay, so you don't have to pay taxes. I elect to pay taxes anyhow because I don't want to spend my life swimming upstream and battling government agencies. You know, I don't consider that fun and I don't consider it productive. But let's go back to Jason. And so, Jason, are you there, Jason?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So that's just me, but you don't agree with that, right? I mean, I assume you don't pay taxes because you don't think you have to, right?
Well, it's a personal stand that each person has to decide for themselves, and definitely not one that you should take lightly. But you know, the thing is that God, we work so hard for our money. I mean, if I believed I owed the tax, I would definitely pay it. But when you continuously ask the government for the law that requires me to pay the tax, and they refuse to cite you that law, then what are we supposed to do? I will not be a slave for my government. I mean, let me ask you, and that goes for anyone else. I mean, you've been paying the IRS all these years. You've been paying income taxes. Is it because you've actually read the law that required you to pay?
Hell no.
Okay, so why did you pay?
Like I said, and maybe this is stupid, but I don't think it's stupid. I don't think it's stupid to have a life of relative peace. Given the choice between a life of torture and mayhem and chaos and angst and aggravation versus a life of relative peace, I'll choose the life of relative peace, even if it costs me money that I really don't have to pay. Sort of like, you know, people settling lawsuits. You know, it's a terrible, terrible situation that we have in our country, but it's so commonplace for people to settle a lawsuit that is an unjust or unjust or frivolous lawsuit, and they've done absolutely nothing wrong. But the alternative is much, much worse in terms of protracted aggravation and expense.
So it's basically what you're saying is protection money against the federal mafia. That's really what.
Your words, not mine.
Oh, no,
but maybe what you've said is accurate.
Well, that's not just for you. That goes for most everyone I talk to. That goes. They don't want, you know, they do not want to take the government law. But my point is this: is that how much longer do we want to live in a country where we have so much fear of our government that we're willing to pay them off so that we can, you know, we can live in our own house? I mean, how much longer? I mean, if you keep voting for the same people over and over and over again that continue to rob you, then the problem then does not the shift from the politicians that are perpetuating this crime to the actual people who continue to put them in office. The only person I know in our government that actually speaks out against this is Ron Paul. But all the other politicians, they just give lip service. They continue to allow people like Wesley Snipes. He committed no crime. We got people in jail. Their lives, their freedoms, are and their families have been destroyed for non-crime. We got Sherry Jackson, a former IRS agent and CPA, who used to work for the IRS, used to be a certified public accountant. She continually asked the IRS where in the law requires Americans to pay an income tax, and instead of showing her the law, they showed her a club, and she was in jail for 3 years. She just got out of jail. But the point is that how much longer are we going to live in this? You can't say we live in a free country.
Do you want to ask our Saturday special audience, however large or small it is,
yeah,
a specific question for them to weigh in on?
I want people to get educated and go see the movie America, Freedom to Fascism, and read Dave Champion's book, Income Tax Truth, and just get educated on what the law is. I want people to ask questions. I want, you know, what would really be interesting is to have Joe Bannister from San Jose. He's a former IRS criminal investigator.
Yeah.
And CPA. I mean, you know, that would be a real interesting debate between Joe Bannister and any IRS agent, because this guy...
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. I think I could see Joe participating. In fact, he's been on with Corey Gold here at least twice, I think, and on other KSCO programs. Yeah, he's an amazing person, Mr. Joe Bannister. But,
yeah,
I don't see that happening because, Do you see it happening? We'll try. We'll try. I love that kind of radio. That's riveting radio.
That would be an incredible show. But
what do you want to ask our audience now? Because I want to see. We'll keep you on. And there's Jeremy in the Santa Cruz Mountains who's been waiting. He wants to talk about Obama. And it's, you know, this is sort of a free form, you know, open mic type program. So we're jumping from subject to subject, but that's okay. You know, that's just sort of the way we're doing things today. And I'm curious if there's anybody out there who has a question for Jason or wants to comment. You're not really advocating anything except that people become educated about the Internal Revenue Service, right?
Exactly.
That's all you're saying. You're not saying don't pay taxes.
No,
you're stupid
no.
to pay taxes.
No, no, no.
That's what you've decided, that you're stupid to pay taxes. Am I correct? So you don't, or maybe you don't have to anyhow, because maybe you don't have enough money to or have enough income to pay taxes.
Oh no! I've taken a stand that it took me time to figure out what the law actually required of me, but when I figured out that
and how long has that been, and how long have you been practicing?
About 10 years now.
And you haven't been thrown in jail or haven't.
No, but I haven't been thrown in jail, but I did go to the IRS office in San Jose for an audit, and I actually wanted this. Most people are afraid of audits, MZ, but first of all, people are not actually informed that if the IRS wants to audit you, you don't have to produce anything for them. That you are protected under the Fifth Amendment. You cannot, today, anything that you give them can and will be used against you, and you are not.
So why don't they have to do that? Why don't they have to disclose that with an IRS Miranda type thing? You know, if that's the case, and anything you do not have to produce what we're asking for you to produce in this audit, because it can and will be held against you. How come that isn't read to you?
Because audit is a civil case. It's not out of the criminal investigation division.
Oh, I thought there is a big there's a big criminal investigation. You that's how people get thrown in jail. They don't get thrown in jail for civil things. No one gets thrown in jail for that unless I'm wrong.
No. When you're an audit, that's under the you're dealing with revenue agents. You're dealing with for a civil tax liability. They're trying to find out how much money you've made so they can make an assessment out of you. But the thing is that if you give them information, they can turn that civil audit into a criminal case.
Okay, and it's the same thing with filing the tax return, that you swear under penalty of perjury that it's true and correct to the best of your knowledge. And once you've put your signature to that and it turns out to be inaccurate, they could decide whether or not they believe you that it was an oversight or an honest mistake or whatever, or whether it was intentional and throw you in jail. It's up to them. Because once you have submitted, okay, because you've submitted, you haven't submitted anything since in the last 10 years, it sounds like.
Right.
But before that, you were quite the regular submitter, thank you. Am I right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. So can't they hold you to some of that stuff if they decide to go after that? Because you've promised... You've in writing that this is true and correct, and it's sort of like a contract that you have with the government. And if they decide that you know, you're not correct and that it was intentionally misleading or misrepresenting or intentional fraud, boy, they'll go after you big time.
Well, that's exactly right. That's why it's actually more dangerous to file at 1040. Then sometimes not filing, because if you lie, if you sign that 1040 and you lie, you are signing under penalty of perjury, and if you lie, that's a felony. That's tax evasion. People think that if you do not file a 1040, that's tax evasion. No, no. If you do not file...
Well, I've heard, I could have sworn it was in the news just recently that the IRS is stepping up, or maybe it was one of these commercials for these people who help you with your tax problems,
mm-hmm.
one of these attorneys. I don't know where I heard it, but I heard it just recently that the IRS is apparently stepping up their prosecutions or going after people who with unfiled tax returns, and that the state is doing that too.
Well, if you look at the IRS website, anybody can go at the IRS.gov website and look at the Criminal Investigation Division, and they go after about 3,000 filers every year for tax crimes. They only go after about 300 non-filers every year. So they go after the filers because it's easier to find them. They're filing. They signed under penalty of perjury that they made this, but the IRS can, you know, they do an audit on you or whatever. If you lie, it's much easier to get them under a felony. And the difference between that and non-filing is a felony, which is 5 years for each count, versus a misdemeanor for non-filing, which is only 1 year. But let me get back to my audit. The IRS wanted to audit me about 5 years ago. And
you welcomed it?
I wanted it because I've been asking them to, hey, man, I will be willing to pay any tax that you believe that I owe if you can just show me the law that requires me to pay the tax. And he said, okay, well, let's come in. So I met with actually two agents at the IRS office, and they were only thing that they were interested in is who I work for, where I live, where my bank accounts were, blah, blah, blah. They were not interested in whatsoever in talking about the law and answering my question. I said, look, let's stop beating around the bush here. I will pay anything that you say I owe.
And of course you didn't tell them about your bank account.
Well, of course not.
Don't they know it just from your social security number?
They have to, it's extra work for them. So they don't like to do any more work that they don't have to.
May I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Have you revealed your true social security number to the banks, or did you lie?
Well,
what's the answer to my question?
No, I gave him my true social security number, which...
Okay, so I don't understand. I especially if you're not giving them what they want, they're going to go get it. And they're going to get it by your social security number. They're going to search their database
from all the
banks.
They can have it.
So why didn't you just give it to them? Because they're going to get it anyhow.
That's not my job. I was there to ask them about their job.
They agreed to do. They said, yeah, come on over, because
yeah.
You told them you were going to you told them what you were going to ask them.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just answer on the phone?
Exactly. All you guys have to do is show me the law that requires me to pay, and either I will pay right there or I will make payment arrangements
there. They changed the subject. Didn't say to you, I can't show you the law, or I'm not going to show you the law, or go find the law yourself. They just deflected it, or what?
Of course they deflected it. They gave me some papers about certain, court case said this court case said that, had nothing to do with anything about my question. And so these guys are IRS auditors, and they could not provide me the law. It's every IRS person, every IRS office demanding payment.
It sounds to me like we've gone about as far as we can go on this subject. Do you agree?
Because
you've gotten the word out that there is – what's the name of the book or the publication or the website or something that you want people to
– Go to IncomeTaxTruth.com. It's a brand new book by one of the top income tax experts in America. His name is Dave Champion. That's IncomeTaxTruth.com. Also a great documentary on the IRS and income taxes called America, Freedom to Fascism. You can Google that, America, Freedom to Fascism. And there's also another excellent documentary called The 861 Evidence by Larkin Rose. Again, 861 Evidence by Larkin Rose. And they detail exactly what the tax law says. There's tax experts, IRS agents.
Jason, this has become a real advocacy for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that and Jason is your true name, and you
yeah.
and you
Jason we, Bourne.
Jason what?
Jason Bourne.
B O R. What?
You never seen the Bourne?
Okay. Yeah. I'm just sort of slow
that's right.
today and just about every day. But no, are you comfortable sharing your last name?
Well, I'm Jason from Wasabo, and the IRS knows who I am. I mean, I'm not hiding. I've met with
but
them.
But you don't want to reveal your name on the air.
Well, I mean,
it's okay. Just asking. Just asking.
I mean, people just need to get. They need to get.
You
educated.
Must be afraid of something.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Okay. All right. Because usually people who are very firm in their beliefs are not only willing but insist on and are proud to give their name when they're in a position where thousands of people are listening to them, as you are right now.
Oh, I'm very firm. I mean, people know who I am. Jason Golich. People know exactly who I am.
Jason Gol.
Yeah, Golditch, like itching for gold.
Okay, Golditch.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have an email or a website or anything yourself? Or
no.
Okay.
No. But,
right,
but this is something.
This is a near and dear to your heart, you know, sort of passion, right? To get people educated. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. And I think you did a good chunk of it today on the open mic Saturday special.
Well, thank you for giving me the time. And
you bet, Jason. It was an interesting conversation, and it's definitely a perspective. And we put out the information, and people can do with it what they care to do. But you're not advocating anything other than people being as educated as they can about your pet topic, which is taxes and whether or not you have to pay them.
Well, right. And I'll leave you with this: is that when the people fear the government. You have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have freedom. Where do you think we are now? And you know, if we're too afraid to even talk about this,
for a while. I know I had you on hold for a while, but I don't know, 15, 20 minutes of this program, that's not insignificant. So.
No. I'm not talking about this show in particular, but just people in general. If you're too afraid to stand up. To your own government from tyranny, then you know we've already lost, and our founding fathers basically fought for nothing. That's basically where you know it really comes down to, you know.
Right.
If they see that there's a problem here, they really understand there's a problem. Yet they keep voting for the same Democrats and Republicans that keep perpetuating the problem and keep stealing trillions of dollars from American people, putting liens and levies in their bank accounts and putting people in jail. And the people become the problem. So my hope is Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, 2012. Make it happen.
I like both those guys myself, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason, hey, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, MZ. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Jeremy in the Santa Cruz Mountains, you're on the air.
Hi, MZ. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I always love the Saturday specials, especially the open mic. It's like hanging out with a bunch of intelligent friends just discussing the world. You know? I really liked his closing comments about Ron Paul Ventura. Why not? And, you know, as 2012 approaches, I really think KSCO probably needs to have more political discussions, and we need to focus on a single candidate. Because, basically, I've heard it brought up more than once that between the Trumps, between the Tea Party, between whatever old-line Republican might be running for office, it might thin out the Republican vote to the point that our dear charismatic Obama stays in office. And that concerns me because even though I think like you've said and Alex Jones, Dr. Stan, all these people, I think the president ultimately is a puppet. I think Bush works for the same damn people. But the problem is people complained a lot more when Bush was in office. Everyone loves Obama so much that we sit back and twiddle our thumbs and, you know, Obama lies and clap, clap, clap. And, like, where's Cindy Sheehan? Apparently the war is over because Cindy Sheehan folded up her chair and went home. You know, I guess the Nobel Peace Prize winner took everyone home. But, you know, it's like, where do you begin with all that's going on? I even agree with what Jason was saying about the tax thing, that it's not necessarily constitutional. But guess what? They want their money, and they're going to get their money. So, you know, good luck not paying your taxes.
Yeah, really? That's my position.
Yeah, and whether it's constitutional or not, they're going to do what they want to do, and, you know.
It's the same as the planning department, you know. They're gonna take your property whether they're allowed to or not. If that's what they want.
Yeah, and actually earlier you asked at the beginning of the show, you asked if anyone remembered a certain episode that stood out, and I remember a while ago you were talking about the California Coastal Commission.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I'd ever really heard of it, and I remember being a little bit disturbed and almost shocked by it, especially hearing about property owners who can't dig a new well on their property. And it's actually, as I live up in the mountains in an old neighborhood of cabin, a little place called Twin Creeks, and the EPA and like the what are they called, the Sierra Club types want us out of here, basically turning into green space. So one of the regulations is we're not allowed to get permits to fix things up here. Now, of course, things do get fixed as they need to be, but more or less they want to get us out of here. So that kind of really resonated with me when you're talking about the Coastal Commission.
Wow.
And a point you made at the beginning, too, that AM listeners tend to be a little more old school. I don't even own a computer, and that's fine with me.
Oh, shucks. You know, I was going to ask you to send me an email because we'd like to be able to get in touch with you. I guess
I probably can't send you an email because the cell phone I'm talking to you on right now has the limited web access, and I've actually tried to get onto KSVO.com, and it doesn't have enough capacity. But I'm sure I could email you at MZ@KSVO.
Yeah, please, and give your contact information, you know.
Great, MZ. Well, thanks for having me on.
Or I could put you on hold down. Nikki can take it because it's time we got to go for a break anyhow. But you
sure,
want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, stand by. Yeah, Nikki, if you could get Jason's contact information, that would be great. And, gee, we only have 14 minutes left on Saturday special open mic. And we're going to take a commercial break right now. And then we might have some fun afterwards. We might.
For your chance to win. Listen to Good Morning Monterey Bay for your chance to win San Jose Sharks playoff tickets.
Brought to you in part by A Tool Shed Rentals. If you use it all the time, buy it. But if you only use it once in a while, rent it from A Tool Shed Rentals, the rental place for contractors and homeowners throughout the South San Francisco and Monterey Bay areas. A Tool Shed Rentals always has the lowest out-the-door prices. A Tool Shed Rentals.
Proud sponsor of the San Jose Sharks.
Haul your critters and take your bathroom and bedroom with you. Pull up to 8,100 pounds in a new fully contained Road Trek RV that gets 22 to 24 miles per gallon. Road Trek has it all in 17 feet, double bed, bathroom, shower, and kitchen. You can park it anywhere, and it's as easy to drive as your second car.
Hi, Jim Eberhardt, the Road Trek manager at Seagram's RVs in San Martin. Call me today to schedule a test drive in a new Road Trek RV. 888-868-1980. Seagram's at Grins RV.
The beautiful Casablanca restaurant and inn invites you to join them as spring unfolds. Casablanca's famous Easter and Mother's Day brunch are just two reasons to bring your friends and loved ones for an experience you'll remember forever. Casablanca's classically modern menu and chef specials guarantee you'll be sharing these moments with everyone you talk to. The Casablanca for Easter and Mother's Day brunch, and anytime. Call the Casablanca restaurant at 831-426-9063.
Spring is in the air, and you know what that means. Hello, Charlie Friedman here with Chris Jensen from JM Electric. Chris, spring is for sprucing up around the house and thinking about what kind of home improvement projects we want to tackle.
That's right, Charlie. And the easiest project you can cross off your to-do list is to have your home electrical system inspected.
Yep. Each year, over 53,000 electrical fires happen in American homes, and it's safe to say that many times the fire starts behind our walls where we can't see them. Luckily, I had a current safe inspection by JM Electric, and they helped me with problems I never knew I had.
If you're concerned about what electrical problems might be hiding in your walls, give JM Electric a call. We're happy to help folks out with a free assessment to see if our full current safe inspection is right for you. All it takes is a call.
There you go, folks. A free assessment of your home electrical system from JM Electric. Get this peace of mind for you and your family. Call JM Electric today and ask for the free assessment. 422-7819. That's 422-7819 or jmelectric.com. And tell them Charlie sent you.
Listen to Good Morning Monterey Bay for your chance to win San Jose Sharks playoff tickets.
Brought to you in part by A Tool Shed Rentals. If you use it all the time, buy it. But if you only use it once in a while, rent it from A Tool Shed Rentals, the rental place for contractors and homeowners throughout the South San Francisco and Monterey Bay areas. A Tool Shed Rentals always has the lowest out-the-door prices. A Tool Shed Rentals.
Proud sponsor of the San Jose Sharks.
allowed to win those tickets? Get him on the highway. Do you think that would be not cricket for me to win those tickets?
I mean, yeah, none of us are allowed to win tickets, so you can't either.
Who said that? Where is it written that none of us are allowed to win the tickets that we...
No? I don't know. I thought it was just a normal thing for employees of radio stations.
I make the rules around here, and I say that we should all have an equal crack at winning the tickets.
Yeah, but we have more of an advantage.
So what?
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
So what?
Do it.
At least we're upfront about it.
Yeah.
You know, why shouldn't we rig our contests? You know, why shouldn't we? Where is it written that? By the way, Roger Grigsby says, first post Costa report. Rebecca's material is most deserving of MP3 posting, along with a Saturday special. Michael has his food chain posted elsewhere. The daily shows like Gold and Charlie are too time-driven, so let them wait. Costa, however, presents guests who usually have ideas that are not news-driven. Get those puppies up, MZ. Wait a minute. Because he says, get those puppies up, MZ, I shouldn't have read it in the tone of voice I read, because this was definitely more informal at the end. How come there are no more phone calls? You know, what's wrong with, you know, I'm gonna get a complex. I'm going to develop a complex that I'm not a very good talk show host, because a good talk show host should have no problem getting the phones to ring and with quality, you know, people, and have the phones be just lit up, you know, just have them be jammed, but they're not. So, okay, well, takes a big man to admit that he has deficits, and I clearly must have deficits as a talk show host without a topic or a guest. Oh, maybe one of the deficits is that I don't give the phone number out enough, and that's 479-1080 in 831. Maybe I don't give my email address out enough, mz@ksco.com. How many times do I have to give it to you people? Do we have a call? At least we have a call. We have one more call. Who is it? It's on hold. Why, it's Frankie in Pacific Grove. Okay. Hi, Frankie in Pacific Grove.
Okay, let me just ask you this. Why, I remember during World War II that we bought war bonds. My father bought hundreds of them. Now, can't we do something like that to pay off this awful debt?
Excuse the pregnant pause. I'm processing your question.
It might be silly, but I just think that, I mean, I'd be willing to buy bonds. I think a lot of people who don't have a voice in like the, I mean, I'm a Tea Party member, but a lot of people that don't have a voice would buy bonds. I really think they would.
I'm going to lock you in, Frankie, in Pacific Grove. It's 11:53, and we've done all our commercials. Damn, I wish we had more commercials.
I'm just going out the door, but I heard you say nobody was calling in, and I thought I'd treat you.
Thank you. All right, so war bonds for...
Well, they wouldn't be war bonds.
They'd be like war bonds, but what would we call them?
I don't know, and who would take them? We just wouldn't want the... people in power to spend them.
I mean, people,
except on
U.S. U.S. bonds, and I'm not talking about Gary U.S. bonds, the singer. I'm talking
U.S.
about
bonds. U.S. bonds. Is
that's
wonderful.
That's what you're describing, and they've been around. No one talks about them very much.
I mean, they're
these days.
Still around.
Sure, you can buy U.S. savings bonds.
Well, if they just did it for the debt, I think. I don't know. I don't know what I know. You could put in a thimble, but basically, I keep thinking about that, and I just think, you know, I'd like to just find out what somebody thought about it.
Well, listen, Frankie in Pacific Grove, I think that was very, very self-deprecating, but I think that you know, I think that what you know could fill much more than a thimble, much, much more than a thimble. How can I thank you for calling the Saturday
okay,
special?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. There goes Frankie in Pacific Grove. And we have a total free open lines. All right, so, Nikki, so what are we going to do for the next 5 minutes and 28 seconds?
Well, I'm getting ready for the next show, unless you want to ask me a question, or you could go to the caller.
Which caller? Oh, this caller? Hello, caller. Caller!
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Well, I just wanted to say, I think part of the problem with people paying attention in America is our educational system. They're not taught American history. Our children have no respect for our country because they have no American history.
Because of revisionist, because they don't teach history at all, or because the history has been revised?
Well, the little that they do teach is been revised, but they don't teach the Constitution starting in the third grade as we used to have.
Yeah.
But it's been deliberate ever since Carter. And you can't take over a country if you have an educated populace.
I see what you're saying.
So the first thing we have to get back is our education system, and until that's done, we go nowhere.
So how are we going to do that?
Well, we have to start paying attention to the education system, and the first thing we probably should do is get rid of education or the education department as a cabinet position. That's how it started, as a cabinet position. The government took over the education system, and our education system started going to heck in a handbasket, and it has been going downhill ever since, and our kids are just not well educated, not only in American history, but in everything else.
I would make one correction to what you said.
Okay.
I would say it's gone to hell in a handbasket.
Well, I didn't want to use that on the air.
Not
Thanks
heck.
For taking my call.
Thank you. But what is your name? Hello? Well, person wanted to remain unanimous. 11:56 and 25 seconds. It's going to be a sunny day. It's going to be a sunny day here at your favorite radio station. All right. Well, here. Who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Who's calling?
My name is Esther.
Esther! It's such a thrill to talk to you.
Thank you. Yeah. I guess I'm always going to be your loud caller. At any rate, I'm very intrigued with this woman's idea of having a bond. I'm thinking maybe a debt bond. And for me, I'm also a Tea Party member. I would actually donate money in a bond for anything matching cut below the 2008 budget. Let's just say the Department of Energy or whatever has a such and such budget on 2008. If they dip below that point, I would match dollar for dollar, you know, in this type of bond to help reduce the debt. But I'm not going to just give them money, you know.
Right. Okay, you know what we need to do? We have to have a Tea Party program on KSCO. That's produced and, you know, with that advances Tea Party ideals. We need to figure out where to put that. You've got me thinking about that. Okay, we'll talk it up. We'll take it up with the programming powers that be here at KSCO.
Yeah.
And maybe we can. Will you send me an email? Let me know let me know how to get in touch with you, because you might be able to turn us on to some other Tea Party members. I'm hearing an echo because you're probably in a moving vehicle that has
I'm just barking it right now.
Yeah, that's hands free, and that's why you were sort of hard to understand, but it wasn't impossible. How can I thank you for calling, Esther?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'll get that email.
Okay, send me an email, mz@ksco.com. Okay, here's ringing. Hello, ringing. Ringing.
Hello?
Ringing. You're on the air. Yes, you're on.
I am.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Hey, MZ, I sent you an email about Rebecca Costa this morning. I'm not sure if you have a chance to.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Here it is. Here it is. Yeah. How did I miss that? Yeah. Questions for your guest host of Friday's Costa Report. Probably we skipped over that because it's past the Friday's Costa Report, and she's not a guest here.
I know that, but wasn't this open mic Friday?
You're right.
Hey, well, you can read it on the air if you want, or just read it and respond to me, but interesting.
Yes, I will. I will. That'll be good. So, Rick, yeah, this is a very long, thoughtful email. Yeah, ooh, look at this. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, you know what? She's a great woman. She's just confused.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All righty. Thank you very much. There goes Rick in Scotts Valley. And, you know, guess what? I guess that's about it for the Saturday special. Somehow we made it. Okay, JT, real quick.
First, I was mesmerized by your charisma. And lastly, your mom nailed it on that, the little deal she gave there. Really, really great. Thanks for an awesome show. And good fill-in when you didn't have any callers. And Nikki's the best. Yeah,
okay, bye. Thanks, JT. That's it, gang.
That's all, folks.
KSEO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 12 News. Here's Fox in Progress.
Air traffic. The controller fell asleep Saturday morning at the Miami Air Route Traffic Control Center during the midnight shift, according to the Federal Aviation Agency, which also says there were no missed calls from any aircraft or any operational impact. The government promising action following a spate of other such lapses, with the FAA announcing it's about to make changes to work schedules that have been identified as most likely to cause fatigue. Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio.
Taking up spending plans in this week's weekly addresses.
President Obama likes the Republican goal to cut $4 trillion from the deficit over the next decade, but not the way it's done in the 2012 budget that passed in the House.
Well, I think their goal is worthy. I believe their vision is wrong for America.
The president, in his regular Saturday speech, says cuts to education, roads, and environmental incentives are counterproductive. But that's what Republicans say about the president's plan.
Unfortunately, in his speech this week on the deficit, the President Obama took us three steps backwards.
Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma says the president doesn't see that Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are going broke. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
Parts of the South and Midwest cleaning up after incredible storms. 17 people in four states are dead. Randy Smith is in Branch, Arkansas.
You don't get used to this, but me and my wife, we was holding on there for a while.
And the storm isn't done yet.
There is a brand new tornado watch that has been issued out across parts of Virginia, also into North Carolina and South Carolina. So we'll continue to watch this area for the potential to continue to see thunderstorms developing that could produce tornadoes as well as damaging wind gusts and large size hail.
That's Fox News meteorologist Maria Molina. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey, where can you get the completely unpredictable and somewhat questionable podcast that you simply won't want to miss?
And it's from the guys who are on Fox News Channel late at night, talking smack about today's events.
Yep, it's Red Eye with Andy Levy, Bill Schultz, and me, Greg Gutfeld, all of whom you can see at 3 a.m. Eastern, midnight West on Fox News Channel.
And now you can check out our podcast every day.
Just go to foxnewsradio.com and click on the Red Eye logo or search for Red Eye Podcast on iTunes.
The Red Eye Podcast, anytime you want it, at foxnewsradio.com or iTunes.
Fox Business, the only team giving you the power to prosper. Liz Klayman.
To get people the information they need to make the most of their money.
David Esmond.
I have to admit there's nothing I like better than working for the viewers.
Jerry Willis.
How to make the best financial decisions, no matter what's going on in the economy.
Eric Bowling.
We dig deeper to get the truth behind the headline.
Neil Cavuto.
That's how I do business. That's why I am business.
Only on the Fox Business Network, the power to prosper.
The operator of that crippled Japanese power plant is dumping a mineral into the sea in an attempt to absorb radioactivity.
Tokyo Electric Power, which operates the stricken Fukushima plant, says it started dropping zeolite near a water outlet, which has been leaking radiation since it was crippled by the March 11th quake and tsunami. The mineral is usually used in nuclear waste processing. It's not clear yet if the move will be effective, though. Japan's Nuclear Safety Agency warned today radioactivity was soaring in seawater near the Fukushima plant. It says radioactive iodine jumped to over 1,250 times higher than normal in the ocean just offshore from the plant. David Piper, Fox News Radio.
The World Health Organization says a number of developing countries are agreeing to share flu virus samples after years of refusing to do so. Some of those countries had claimed drug companies would profit from their work if things like bird flu samples were shared. The deal includes a provision of drug companies ensuring citizens of those countries would get vaccinations.
breaking down federal spending plans.
The GOP effort cuts $6 trillion over the next decade without raising revenue.
Shared sacrifice, which is so very, very important to work our way through this budget problem we have.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid not expected to call up the House budget bill, instead opting for the president's plan to raise taxes on wealthy Americans.
The president has failed to put a serious proposal on the table.
House Speaker John Boehner calling any tax hike a non-starter, signaling another stalemate between House Republicans and Senate Democrats. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Former President Bill Clinton's boyhood home in Arkansas is being dedicated as a National Historic Site. Clinton lived in the home in Hope until he was four with his mother and her parents. A foundation bought the home in 1993 and eventually opened it as a museum. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to KSU 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. If I can pull it up, this computer's jumping out at me. All right, there it is. Partly cloudy today. High of 70. The northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be mostly cloudy. Low of 50 with northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 67, the west-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 4 to 6 feet at 11 seconds. And tonight out there, the northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 4 to 6 feet at 10 seconds. And Sunday out there, the northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 3 to 5.